You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to The Happy Hour on RNIB Connect Radio. Now, today we're focusing on well-being and physical activity, and we're going to be chatting with Takir Akhtar. And Takir has played sports both in the leagues and for England, and is very active in his local community, raising awareness and creating opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to get involved in sports. And Takir joins us now. It is so nice to speak with you today.
Likewise, Paulina, it's lovely to speak with you as well. Thank you for inviting me.
No, not at all. And Takir, you've played quite a few different sports, and we will get into all of that. But tell us a little bit about your sight condition first. You have RP?
Yes, I have RP. I'm sure most of your listeners know that's retinitis pigmentosa, but I also have glaucoma on top of that as well.
And when were you first diagnosed?
So I was told when I was in my teens, I think 16, 17 years old, that I've got this condition. But my sight was, for me, it was fully sighted at the time. I believe I could see everything, do everything like a normal person. But, you know, one of the blessings, I think, with my condition was it's been a very slow deterioration, because it didn't stop me from doing anything as a normal person would until my early 30s.
And what was your relationship with sport and physical activity like as a teen and kind of going into your early 20s and then going into, well, I guess talk about your specific history for once your sight condition started affecting your vision a little bit later, but before that?
I've always been very sporty and active. It's something that I think my family generally is quite involved with, from my father, my uncles. They've all been very sporty and active, and most of me and my siblings and cousins are all same. I think it's just in the blood. So I've played sports at normal sighted level, you know, with cricket, with the red ball, football, and so on. And this is something I've always enjoyed. But yeah, that later started changing once my eyesight started deteriorating.
So what did you go through, I guess, a period of maybe lacking confidence in sport or stopping sport at all? Or did you, I guess, continue through as your vision changed?
There were times where it got a bit emotional, if you say. I remember the first time I actually incurred an issue was we were in a competitive game and a ball was hit towards me and everyone shouting my name to grab the ball and throw it in quickly. And I was just stood there thinking, I can't see the ball. Where's it? It literally just rolled past me. And I was stunned. I was like, how did I just miss that? Threw it back in. And then 2 minutes later, the exact same thing happened again. And I was like, oh no, it's like it just come all of a sudden. Like, I just missed the ball twice. And the very easy balls have just gone past me. And that's when I realized, okay, we might have an issue now. But I carried on. It wasn't always an issue, but I started to get problems, which later went into more further problems. Yeah.
When did you start changing the leagues you're playing in? Because at one point you started trying a sport that adapted to make it accessible to someone who is going through sight loss or who is even fully blind.
Yeah, so it was a bit dangerous what I did, because red ball cricket, I'm not sure if you've seen it or played, the ball is very hard, it's made out of like leather, and you know, obviously when you're playing that sport, when you're batting and so on, you're wearing special protective equipment like leg pads of your legs and protected areas, so you know, to avoid any hurt or injury. But because of my sight, my ability to do certain parts of the game started to struggle, especially fielding and batting. So batting, although I used to bat towards the top of the order, I slowly started gradually going down the order. Because, it started affecting the way I played. And then eventually, I could barely see the ball. I used to bat last, always wishing my turn never came. And in the field, you know, I'd be kept in like the safest spot possible, although the ball seemed to attract me like a magnet. And people were like, why do you still play? But I was still good at one part of the game, which was bowling. I'd be the opening bowler. And that was one thing I still did right and, you know, still helped the team considerably with the bowling, and hence why I played. Eventually my old man was like, listen, you know, you're gonna have to pack this in, it's not safe for you. So I'm not sure people who have been through the same condition like me had taken it to that far, a lot of people I hear have since, you know, meeting so many have left the game before, well, early, because they knew it was dangerous. I think I just carried on until right to the end and knew right now I can't do it anymore. I don't want to be a burden or take someone else's spot, really. So it was a bit of a heartbreak for me, because sport was something I enjoyed, and then all of a sudden I just mentally, I was like, I don't think I could play anything anymore, and just sat at home, which was not the way I did things, and that was a bit mentally disturbing and quite emotional.
How long were you, I guess, in that period where I guess you were trying to go over this heartbreak of not being able to play the way you're used to?
It was a good 6, 7, maybe 8 years. Yeah, just I never knew that this other world of adapted sports and blind sports existed. Although I was registered with a few societies and charities, no one ever really shared it with me or told me that this world existed until about 3 years ago.
So how were you introduced to this whole new world of sports?
I was having a regular checkup and conversation with one of these local charities, just, you know, helping me with technology and stuff and how to adapt to it. Because obviously since COVID, my sight started deteriorating a lot. I've started using a cane because I wasn't able to get about on my own. There was other technology stuff that I need to start, because even using the phone became very difficult. So in one of these random conversations I was having, and he was obviously asking me, how do you feel about life and this time? So I told him, look, I've always been an outgoing person. I'm very sporty and this, that, and the other. And I just don't get that anymore. And I just feel like that's it. My life's over with. But he was like, have you never checked blind sports? I was like, where do I go? Who do I speak to? Who does that? And he goes, I'm not too sure myself, but here's a website for British blind sports. Check these guys out. Maybe they can find something for you. Like, okay. So I went onto the BBS website, and it was amazing, you know, like it showed that you just search the area you're from and it tells you what's around. And like, obviously I'm from Bolton, Greater Manchester. So put in the postcode or whatever it asked for. And it told me 3-4 clubs that were offering various sports around me, what, you know, sporting activities were available. Closest one to me was the one in Manchester called Lancashire Lions. A lovely chap there called Shiraz. I rang him, had a long conversation, and he's like, well, we've got a cricket practice in 2 days' time. So I went to the session, and the first time I seen it, the ball was like a football size, but there was other visually impaired people there. And, you know, all my life, I've never hardly met any other visually impaired person. I've always thought I was just the only one out there. But I didn't realize that this whole world existed. And through Lancashire, I was introduced to the blind cricket. I joined when I was like towards the end of the season. So played a few games, really enjoyed it. I got introduced to goal ball, which the Paralympic sport, kind of many of the VI community are aware of, got introduced to that. That is probably one of the most funnest sports I've ever played. Never knew what it was until I got introduced to it. Got introduced to baseball, and all within the same year, we went to the England's blind cricket trials. I got selected to be part of the blind England squad, which was amazing. You know, in the first few months of being introduced to the sport, that was quite an achievement.
I mean, it's an amazing achievement. And what was going through your head where, you know, you've just had a period of many years where you felt like your journey with sport ended, and now suddenly you're competing at like the highest level, you're representing. I can't even imagine what was going through your head.
It's absolutely phenomenal. It's life-changing. It's opened a new world of excitement and enjoyment for me. Ever since I've come into this blind sports and, you know, playing various different sports, meeting people from all walks of life, everybody is unique in their own way. Everybody's got their own story. Everyone has, you know, got something interesting, amazing to say. And you meet some absolutely gems out there. I've never met so many interesting people. Honestly, I don't look back in regret anymore. The only regret I have is that I wish I joined the blind sports earlier.
And I would love to touch upon something you mentioned there. And I think a lot of people have a similar experience to you, where for years they've never really encountered anyone who has gone through sight loss or is blind. And what did it feel like to suddenly find a community of people that's really, as much as their experience is not the same, they understand what you're going through? Did it help your confidence, impact your life outside of obviously trying sport?
Absolutely. It's been a positive and nothing but positive impact on me. You know, I've made a new circle of friends, a new community. It's always good to have someone there who understands what you're going through, who, you know, has been through themselves. Since joining this blind sports, I have probably traveled more around the globe than I have in my past life before I got introduced. You know, I've been on a lot of trips and a lot of games as, you know, playing here, playing abroad, and you just meet people with similar conditions or, you know, being through the same issues, but still happy, and everybody's, you know, buzzing and just getting on with it. And it's definitely a positive impact for sure.
And I know you're also part of a local sports club. I believe it's the Greater Manchester Vision Impaired Sports. How did you get involved with the club? And Why was it important for you to be part of that club?
So for me, it was important because once I came into this blind sports, I am one of those guys that I don't like keeping anything for myself. I like to help people. That's just naturally something I enjoy doing. If someone needs help, I'm ready to help, you know, wherever it is. And, you know, there was a lot of people within the community that weren't aware I was bringing until there wasn't, I wouldn't say there wasn't enough room, but there was room for more teams to join. So me and a couple of local Bolton friends decided, you know, let's set up our own sports club here because there's nothing else in Bolton. So we launched it with our goal ball team, which we went on to have two teams for novice level, intermediate level, both competed well. I think novice in their first season finished third, getting bronze medal, which was a great achievement. And then we also joined the blind cricket Northern Development League. So last year, 2025, was our first season, which I captained, and we went on to win the league as well in our first debut season. And hopefully this year we're looking at launching our baseball team, blind baseball.
That sounds brilliant. And obviously that's one of the aspirations you have for the future, but anything else you're looking forward to?
I'm always looking forward to just playing. Right now, I'm looking forward to the summer, so most of these outdoor sports can get involved with. At the moment, during the winter, it's goalball season, which is an indoor sport. But it's always good to meet new people. It's always good to find people who need some help or support, I guess. And, you know, I just want to help put a smile on people's faces.
Well, Takira, what would you say is the biggest piece of advice you would give to someone who is perhaps thinking about trying sport but feels intimidated?
The advice I would say is, you know, you definitely have to get out and try it. I understand some sports ain't for everybody. You know, some people like goalball, some don't. Some like cricket, some don't. But you're not going to know what it's like or how it feels until you actually get out there and try it. And, you know, there's so much support and help available, you know, to help you, guide you every step of the way. And so for some people, it's not even just the sport aspect, it's just a socializing aspect, you know, meeting people who are on the same page as you, same boat as you, and, you know, making new friends. It's always good to have people you could refer to. There's so much help and support available out there. I think once you start getting involved, you find other people who can help with other things that you've had issues or problems with before. You know, you can resolve a lot of problems just by communicating and, you know, being part of some form of community or team.
Yeah, and you don't have to feel like there's a pressure to be, you know, absolutely fantastic at whatever sport you try first. I mean, there's space to learn and just fun and not necessarily feel like you need to compete.
Absolutely. There's people from our team, when we first met them, you know, they weren't very mobile, they weren't very athletic at all or whatever. But, you know, once an interest was created for them to play, and over the time and the training, and we work with everyone at their own pace, some of these guys have really progressed well, some quicker than others, but everybody is progressing in one way or another. And, you know, that's one of these things. It's just, once you get in, no one's expecting you to be an absolute pro from day one. You know, it does take time for people to adjust and adapt and get used to things. You know, everybody's patient, so you should be as well, and give it a try.
Well, Takir, on that fantastic piece of advice, it's been so lovely speaking with you today, and thank you so much for chatting on RNAB Connect Radio.
Absolutely. And the last thing I would like to say is, we are a new club, and, you know, we're always looking for more participants as players or even volunteers or just helpers, really. I think that's what any other club, that a successful club, has. I know for a fact that in Bolton or surrounding Greater Manchester, you know, whether that's Blackburn, Preston, Oldham, Rochdale, surrounding areas, there are probably people out there who haven't yet made the move or given it a try. Do please get in touch. You know, find us. You can find us on social media. Greater Manchester Falcons, GMF, Visually Impaired Sports Club. And, you know, we're happy to welcome everybody. We look forward to hopefully introducing new people to this great world that's out there.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.